Phoenix.
It's all about the Pantene's, baby.
And now, men who put the P-U back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome back to another edition of the Computer Corner. It is all about the back-to-school Pentiums this week. As we talk to you and yours about computer issues and problems and questions, and of course try to bring you some resources if you are one of those parents trying to figure out what the heck do I need to get for my kids for their back-to-school efforts.
Not only is it about the Pentiums, it's about the Celerons, the Itaniums, the Thunderbirds. It's about all those things, technology-based and more.
The data doctors are in the house to talk to you until about 2 o'clock about your computer questions and problems. Join us, won't you, online at datadoctors.com. You can see all of today's resources, as well as a place for you to ask a question or make a suggestion. Of course, you can call us anytime you'd like, 602-277-5827. That would be 602-277, oddly enough, K-T-A-R.
That's so crazy they got that phone number.
Don't forget, if you're listening from outside of the Phoenix area, we always love to hear from you. Chime on in through the email and let us know where you're listening from, whether it's Scotland? Or Hawaii or Texas or one of those foreign countries.
In the email, we make it really easy. We don't try to give you an address to remember. We make it all easy. At datadoctors.com, you click on the radio section and look to the right. There's things you can click on that say ask a question, make a suggestion. They're fairly self-explanatory what they do, so go ahead and feel free to use those things throughout the show, and we'll talk about the ones that look really good.
Actually, don't email us, because if you do, you get stripped out by our spam filter, because the only questions we're going to accept are the ones that come through the website, because that makes it easier to strip out the junk.
Because when it gets submitted through the website, we add stuff to it to know that it's good stuff. So anyway.
We know it's you.
We do know.
We are going to be touching on the various back-to-school technologies that the parents are going, well, why do I need to buy this? And if you're one of those parents out there going, do I? Should I?
Yeah, you need to buy a laptop for your son.
I don't know about you, but I don't know how many parents have come to me saying, I need a laptop for my kid. They're going to college, their first year of college.
Yeah.
And, you know, some cases that's a good idea. In a lot of cases, it's not so good of an idea. And we'll explain why a little bit as we go down the road here. So whatever your situation is, you got the youngsters that are in third grade now. They're going to start coming home and asking those questions about math and history that you can't remember the answers to. Use the internet, Luke.
Use the internet, Luke. Does a sandbox qualify for a back-to-school item?
Yes, but it would not be technology-related, so.
My two-year-old informed me the other day that he needed a sandbox.
And now, how does he exactly say that?
Dad, I need a sandbox.
Really? And how old is Blake?
He's two.
Two?
Yeah. He said, Dad, I need sandbox.
Hmm.
I need it. He needs a sandbox.
Okay.
How does he need a sandbox?
Well, I'm sure the media somehow convinced him that he needed a
yeah,
sandbox.
Yeah, it was one of those cartoons that he was watching.
Television or
evil
something.
Evil television.
Yeah, whatever.
See, that's how your kids are going to come to you saying, I need this cool graphing calculator and this PDA and that cell phone and this pager. And
it's,
this notebook computer.
Nope, it's just cell phone right now.
Cell phone?
Just cell phone.
And only, you know what they really need in the cell phone is they need the ability to text message their friends so they can be sitting in class and text message their friend that's in another class downstairs and down the hall.
Right.
To say, hey, what are you doing for lunch? I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. Did you know that Jenny loves Fred? No, I heard that Fred loves Jenny.
Did you see the hairstyle on Judy this morning? Yeah, I'm again. It ain't
gossip the entire day.
Ain't gonna happen.
Oh my gosh.
I just show you how.
Well, what about picture phones too?
Technology restrictive I am. I just let my 14-year-old daughter begin her ability to use instant messaging in the house. And of course, I completely locked the thing down.
Right. You put on the cool filters and told her that I've got the watcher program and I can record and see what you do and.
No, all that and all the instant contact and any stranger can knock on her door kind of thing,
right.
That's all been shut off. In fact, those of you that are parents that just have let your kids go wild with instant messaging thinking, oh, it's harmless, you may want to watch Channel 12 on Monday night after the Olympic coverage. I did a story with Kent Dana that'll air Monday night after the Olympics, specifically talking about the dangers of instant messaging and all the things that you may not realize are going on in your own house.
It's cyber stranger danger.
Yep. All right, so the music tells us that we've got to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the question that's coming up time and time again in our email box this morning, and that is, the impending release of Windows XP Service Pack 2.
Should I? Should I wait? What should I do? Do I need to uninstall this? Should I look for that new feature in there? What is Service Pack 2? Why do I want it?
Come on back. We're going to mix fear and knowledge and try to see if we can confuse you about the Service Pack 2 release that Monday, many of you may not realize, Monday morning, your machine may suddenly just start downloading this huge update and make changes to your system. So we're going to edumacate you on that and let you make your decision on how you want to handle Windows XP Service Pack 2. And, of course, we'll talk more about back to school.
All kinds of good stuff. Our Geek Speak of the Week, our Download of the Week, and, of course, tech gear for back to school. It's all that and more right here on the Computer Corner right after the news. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, back after this short break.
This is Pat McMahon for Mercedes-Benz of Chandler, reminding you that for everything Mercedes, dial 1-800-MERCEDES. Mercedes-Benz of Chandler, bringing the price of luxury down to earth.
I had a terrible termite problem in my home. They were destroying it. So my pest control service suggested using termite bait systems. But I heard they can take up to years before they start working. I can't wait that long. Then my neighbor said, be sure to ask for Termidor. She told me it wipes out 100% of termites within 3 months. That fast. So I insisted on Termidor. Guess what? No more termites. Gone within 3 months. Incredible. It's my home. Why risk it? If you're not asking for Termidor, you're asking for trouble.
For more information about Termidor, call your local pest control professional or call toll-free 1-877-TERMIDOR. That's 1-877-TERMIDOR. And visit us online at www.termidorhome.com.
News Radio 620, KTAR, live, local, first.
Life changes as we get older. Some good changes, some bad. A good one is having an extra car to get rid of, and a bad one is waiting too long to do it, watching your old car rust away in the driveway. So donate that car to the Cancer Fund of America, helping cancer patients since 1983. Just call 800-321-3023, and your old warhorse will be gone, running or not in most cases. The Cancer Fund handles all the paperwork and provides the IRS guidelines for your fair market value tax write-off. Cancer is one of the most terrifying words in our language, a change nobody wants. When you donate that car, truck, van, RV, boat, even lots and real estate, to the Cancer Fund of America, you help the Cancer Fund, which in turn helps 20,000 patients directly and through healthcare groups nationwide. So help the good, defeat the bad, call the Cancer Fund. Donate that vehicle and get the free pickup and tax write-off. Call 800-321-3023. 800-321-3023. Call 800-321-3023.
Hi, Tom Brenneman here for Coulter Cadillac. Stopping by the dealership the other day, we got into a conversation about making trades. Now, don't get ahead of me. We weren't talking baseball. We were car trading. Looking around the store, I saw used car trades like I've never seen before. BMWs, Mercedes, a Volvo, a Lexus. Sales consultants Gil Chalfin and Bill Purcell told me they are getting those kinds of cars in trade on new Cadillacs nearly every day. The word is out, Cadillac is cool again. With over 40 years' experience in the business, those guys must know what they're talking about. After hearing about 0%, 60-month financing, huge discounts, and a showroom full of customers, I must say I was impressed. If you're thinking about trading in your old car for a new Cadillac, Coulter should be your first and last stop. Nobody treats you better, and nobody has been doing it longer than my friends at 12th Street and Camelback. You can see their entire inventory on the web at www.coultercadillac.com, or as always, just look for the car on the roof. Cadillac. Breakthrough.
Team coverage you can count on. The Valley's most trusted news starts now on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Some Florida residents didn't heed storm warnings. It's 12:30 and 90 degrees here at News Radio 620 KTAR. Good afternoon, I'm Richard Purvis. Some of them have been told to leave their mobile homes as the storm approached, but they refused. And now, 15 people are dead in Florida, including 10 in Charlotte County, where a mobile home was devastated when Hurricane Charley struck with its 145-mile-an-hour winds. Let's get more in this report from ABC News.
President Bush is taking a detour from the campaign trail to visit the hardest hit victims of Hurricane Charley.
Tomorrow I'm going to travel down to Florida to visit with those whose lives have been hurt by Hurricane Charley. Just want them to know that our federal government is responding quickly. We have got aid stations in place.
There are reports of as many as 15 deaths from the storm, including some casualties at a mobile home park in Punta Gorda flattened by the storm. Reporter Robert Pankow is in Port Charlotte.
It looks much like a bomb hits it, and a lot of folks make that description after a major hurricane comes through, but it's really hard to picture because the trees are snapped in half like twigs. Many of the houses here, the roofs are just completely blown off, as if the house exploded and the windows flew one way and the roof flew another.
80% of all buildings in Charlotte County were damaged. All mobile homes in the county suffered damage. Charlie is now just a tropical storm. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
There are fears that the fighting could now resume in the Iraqi holy city of Najaf. The negotiations are aimed at ending it. The fighting broke down today. U.S. and Iraqi forces have been trying to drive out supporters of a radical Shiite cleric. Here in Phoenix, or here in Arizona, an apparent language barrier is fueling tensions between the U.S. and Mexico over the use of so-called pepper ball guns by the Border Patrol.
The Mexican government has been facing severe criticism from the media and rights groups for not more strongly protesting what's described as the use of rubber bullets against undocumented migrants. Mexican lawmaker Cesar Camacho told the media they're using our countrymen as targets in a modern, almost festive hunt with rubber bullets. But the round plastic projectiles fired by Border Patrol officers are basically paintball pellets filled with pepper powder, an irritant intended to immobilize. The problem is that it's hard to describe the term paintball in Mexico, where the sport has yet to take off. U.S. officials say so far they have no adequate translation for the term. In the news center, Dennis Lambert, News Radio 620 KTAR.
620 KTAR weather for the valley. A reminder, Maricopa and Gila counties are under a flash flood watch until 10 o'clock tonight. Here in the valley, look for a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms through this evening. Highs in the low to mid-90s. Lows around 80 degrees. Partly sunny and warmer tomorrow with highs 96 to 101. Right now, it's 90 degrees here at the Uptown Studios of KTAR. The Computer Corner continues. And with team coverage around the clock, I'm Richard Purvis on News Radio 620 KTAR.
The D-backs and Mets play game two this afternoon from Shea Stadium. Join us for the dugout show at 3:40, first pitch at 4:10. The D-backs and New York Mets, only on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Hello, welcome to LA Fitness. How may I help you?
Yes, my wife and I would like to sign up for memberships.
Great.
Well, hold on.
We want options.
Well, you came to the right place.
Now, could I play basketball on Monday morning and swim in your pool on Tuesday night?
Sure.
Yeah, but can I take a yoga class on Wednesday, a cardio class on Thursday, and work with the trainer on Friday?
You can do whatever you like.
Well, not so fast. Can I play racquetball while she goes cycling?
Yeah.
Can I go to the spa while he's at the juice bar?
Not a problem.
Okay, but can I, just sign us up.
LA Fitness lets you exercise your options. Only $24.99 a month per person with a one-time initiation fee of $99. We have a pool, basketball, racquetball, yoga, boxing, cardio classes, spa, and more.
Can we run on the treadmill?
Yeah.
Tandem?
No.
Oh.
Stop in today and explore the variety of possibilities for you. There's an extra charge for certain amenities. Activities may vary by club. Other memberships may be presented. Call 1-800-LA-FITNESS or log on to lafitness.com. LA Fitness, exercise your options.
Life is not a scrimmage. It's fast-paced. It's full of competition. And if you want a solid game plan for your career, enroll today at Mesa Community College. This is Al McCoy. At Mesa Community College, there are over 100 academic, career, and certificate programs, all designed to take your education to the next level. And now is the time. Fall semester begins August 21st, and they've made it easy to register every day, Monday through Saturday, with evening hours during the week. You can register at either campus, MCC Southern and Dobson, or MCC Red Mountain at McKillops and Power Roads. You can also register by phone or online. Remember, in today's competitive workplace, you can't afford to put off an education. Let the veteran team of instructors at MCC help you realize your full potential. For more information, call 480-461-7700. You'll have what it takes to step into your chosen field confident and competent. Mesa Community College, a Maricopa County Community College.
Attention shoppers, if anyone is missing a rather plump set of love handles, please come to the customer service counter and claim them. The ample love handles were lost in the produce department where their former owner had purchased fruits and veggies to munch on during the big game. Thank you and have a good day.
Small step number 81, snack on fruits and veggies. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to get healthy. Learn more at www.smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Due to construction at Sky Harbor, please use East Side Freeways and 44th Street to access the airport Saturday through Wednesday morning. Pick up and drop off on the south side of Terminal 4 only, or use the garage for 30 minutes free parking.
I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. It is, in fact, the Data Doctors here. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and Chad Pyle.
Pyle!
How's it going?
He just piled on in here, and he was answering calls and stuff, and then he decided he'd come in and talk.
He's a pile driver of sorts.
If you say so.
Yeah. We're talking about back-to-school technology, but before we actually delve into that, the email inbox is filled with people that have questions about the Windows XP Service Pack 2, which has been available for those that know how to manually download the 267 megabyte file. Yeah, dial-up need not apply.
In fact, actually, there's a question that somebody asked that along that line. My neighbor has dial-up. I have the Cox high-speed connection. Is there a way I can download it, put it on a CD, and give it to him?
Yeah, but before we answer that, let's explain to those that have no clue what we're talking about. For the last 2-3 years, we've been telling you about all the vulnerabilities that they've found in Windows XP. You know, the Windows XP was trying real hard to be a new operating system that catered to the old stuff. And what they found is by doing that, they've left themselves wide open on so many different levels that they've been working on this fix, this comprehensive series of patches. So this was a dam with more than one hole, let's just say. There were holes all over this thing.
Much like past operating Windows operating systems.
Yes, but like no other.
Right.
So they came up with all of these comprehensive updates to Windows XP. So again, if you got Windows 98, Windows ME, Windows 95, Windows 3.1.
Windows 2000.
Windows 2000. Windows XP Pro and Home. Those are the only people.
Well, and Media Center and Tablet.
Right. Okay, anything that starts with XP or something. This comprehensive update is going to start automatically downloading into systems that are set to automatically update.
Right.
If that makes sense.
And it may have already started this. There's conflicting reports as to when actually the automatic update process might begin. Some places said Friday. Some places said Monday. It could be anywhere in between. Friday, interestingly enough, was the one-year anniversary of the MS Blaster worm, which is kind of one of the things that really prompted Mr. Gates to say, you know what, we're going to come up with some solutions that help prevent this kind of thing from happening again.
Exactly. So, now, here are the issues. Because it's going to make a lot of changes to a lot of computers, we're expecting some consternation, let's call it, next week.
Yes. I think the majority of people will probably be just fine, not even really notice a whole lot of difference in their day-to-day computing.
Except that the first time it reboots after the installation, it's going to ask you a bunch of questions about this security center that it's installing and firewalls and all kinds of cool stuff. It does add a lot of protection to those of you running Windows XP.
Yes.
As a standalone piece of software for updating, it's absolutely the right thing. It's about time they came up with something to really secure up the operating system.
It is not a fix-all for everything. If you have existing problems with your machine, this is not going to fix them and make them suddenly disappear.
In fact, it'll probably make things worser.
More worser-er.
More and more worser.
Right.
So if you're having a problem, if you got a Windows XP-based system, we'll try to keep this as specific as we can. If you're running Windows XP and you're having crazy problems with pop-ups and all kinds of stuff, and it's locking up on you, giving you blue screens and giving you error messages and all that stuff, and you're assuming, well, this new update is going to fix everything. No. It's actually probably going to make it worse. You need to get those other issues taken care of before you try to apply Service Pack 2. Service Pack 2 is going to do a bunch of things to your machine, everything from your wireless interfacing to how Internet Explorer handles pop-ups to how Outlook Express handles email. It's got a specific, it'll automatically turn the internal firewall on or check to see if you have a firewall. If you have another brand of firewall, it won't turn itself on, or it'll try to do all these things. It'll try to figure out what kind of antivirus program you have and try to make sure that it's updated. So Microsoft's trying to take the lead on this thing and try to control all of the issues around security. But of course, when you're dealing with 300 million computers that are all exactly different, stuff's going to happen.
Yeah, there's going to be some problems here and there. So, you know, proceed with caution. If you're in a business, definitely slow down. Wait, talk to your network administrator, make sure it's been tested. If you are the network administrator, do some testing.
If you're the network administrator and you haven't already addressed this issue, you're in trouble, Baba. You better get to work right now because you don't want to wait till you show up Monday morning.
Definitely send people a note or let them know, hey, don't do this if you're the network administrator until we've had time to check it out. There's actually some tools that if you are that IT administrator that you can install on machines that will block the Service Pack 2 download for now so that you don't have to turn off automatic updates, but you can block just this specific thing. Also, don't, if you're out there and you want to install this, you decide to install it, everything goes great, everything's cool, you're thinking now, oh, I'm good, I can now open attachments that I couldn't before. No.
No.
There's no more vulnerabilities, so I can go online and those pop-up boxes that ask me dangerous questions, I can go ahead and answer them. Use the same common sense you've been using. Don't let this give you a false sense of security that now you're bulletproof.
No.
It's just tightening up a lot of the loose ends.
Yes.
And trying to help not only tighten up those things, but then in the future, when patches and things come out and new viruses and new worms come out, to try to head off the bad before it gets bad. So it goes a long way towards the prevention of things and the spreading of things for the future.
Let me put this into English. I think what Brandon's trying to say is don't be a muyuk.
Yeah, buddy.
We actually had an email from somebody saying, what's a muyuk?
A few of them, I think.
Yeah, muyuk.
Muyuk.
Muyuk. Well, we use Cybertard, we use Bonehead, and we use muyuk.
We've got all kinds of, we've got those sound files in here, but I don't want to play them because they're annoying.
Well, before, without any further ado, shall we bring in the young lad from Glendale?
Mr. Adam, could it be?
I think that would be the
We're going to find out if this might be a new sound file, and it may be completely wrong for the purpose, but let's find out.
Well, Adam. Okay. Alrighty. Okay, well, that's a long sound file.
Yeah, it's good for you.
Yeah.
It's just about done.
You know, many have said that you've been the savior of the show for years now, Adam. So we have an appropriate intro for you now.
We made Adam speechless.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
All right, so what's going on in the world of technology that you'd like to report to the masses there, Adam from Glendale?
Well, going back to school has been a little bit of a rush, first of all.
Good rush, bad rush?
Good rush,
yeah.
For the most part.
Is the technology front any different in school this year?
Oh, yeah. There's actually, I just started high school. I'm a freshman in high school now.
Our Adam's growing up.
And
that was so beautiful.
Yeah, they have a lot of new technology.
That was so beautiful.
Adam, you're getting so old. All right, so what kind of technology are you seeing that's different?
Well, a lot of the computers, I'm taking an introduction to computer programming class.
So you're going to teach the class?
No. No.
Introduction to. Yeah, that sounds like
intro
a real
to.
Challenge.
Yeah.
It's a prerequisite. I have to take it.
Okay.
Here's Adam in that class. No.
No.
Hey, you called for a reason, and let's just skip through all of our nonsense and get
to
the reason.
Well, hang on, but he was going to give us the technology report.
Oh, a technology report from the front lines.
Yes, in high school.
Yeah, you were talking about, kids saying, I need a cell phone.
Yes.
Yeah. I've already seen two of them taken away at school today.
Good
by
deal.
Teachers.
Excellent. Mm-hmm.
Today? Today's Saturday.
This week. Yeah, this week.
By today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And are they actually trying to use them to communicate in class and, you know, the normal muyuk stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dummies.
Take pictures and send them to their friends saying, doesn't she look hot?
So is there a laptop or something attached to every desk now, or what's the...
No.
No. So you have labs and that kind of stuff.
Right.
All right.
You still use pen and paper and stuff?
In some of our class.
Wow. You know what's crazy is they all have these broadcast systems, though, for the whole... Remember how they used to do that?
And today's announcement will be...
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's what my sound system sounded like in high school. But now they got this full video production and...
Right. That's what we're going to start doing sometime this week or next week. We're going to start doing the video announcements at school.
Right. So now you get to be the talking head. It's like, ooh, that chick's hot. All right, let's get back to your stories.
Adam, Ken's reliving high school here. We need to get past that.
Vicariously through Adam. You got technology news. What's going on in the world of tech?
Well, actually, a while ago, there was a program made called DCSS, which was made by a Norwegian hacker to defeat the encryption on DVDs.
I remember.
Yeah, it was allowing people to make copies of DVDs, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The movie industry, for some reason, had a problem with that.
Yeah, I wonder why that was.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, this Norwegian hacker has just come out with a program that can hack into Apple's new Airport Express, which is a wireless way to transmit music from your computer to something like your stereo system.
Okay. Mm.
So now, instead of having to have Apple's iTunes on the computer to use your stereo system, you can use other programs.
And the reason that's important is because the recording industry and Apple got together, and Apple said, we're going to make sure we keep this secure, we're going to control everything, and nobody can do anything with these files. We guarantee it, or I'm going to guarantee it, we're going to program
it.
We don't guarantee it, but we're going to secure this stuff, and the recording industry said, cool.
We're going to really, really, really do our absolute very bestest to try to make it really secure and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll probably be that way for at least a week.
And it took about a year, and now we've got multiple people now that are starting to break the code.
Right.
And the reason why they're freaked out is because now people can start copying files that somebody paid 99 cents for. And once you break the code, that means that 99-cent file can be copied multiple times.
So the technology that was invented to keep people to have to pay to do the legal way is for naught again.
They're back.
Napster 46.
Yeah, oh, good. Exactly. I just finished downloading Service Pack 2.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take a look at it, too. Not going to let you guys have all the fun.
Take a swing at it. So what else going on?
I don't know if you guys have probably heard about it, the new Blu-ray discs.
The Blu-ray, the CDs?
The new, quote-unquote, standard for recording information that's bigger and better and badder than DVD?
Yeah, in a pinch, it's basically, I guess you could call it DVDs on steroids. It's serious stuff.
So right now a DVD can store about 4.7 gigabytes of space, of data, whereas a CD can hold about 700 megabytes.
But these nice new little Blu-ray discs can hold up to 50 gigabytes.
50 gigabytes! Who could possibly need that much space?
Same physical size as a CD or DVD. What they're doing besides the multi-layering with that is they're just increasing the density, so each little bit is squeezed into a smaller space to make more room for more junk.
Right.
But the bad thing about the Blu-ray is that it's not as backwards compatible, and it's completely leaving a lot of the old standards to try to do this. So there's another competing technology out from Microsoft kind of going together with Sony to try to work on another product that's basically the same but that's backwards compatible and uses a lot of the same technologies.
Right, HD DVD.
That's the one.
Yeah,
I thought it was a blue blocker.
But, I mean, it sounds like it's going to be that VHS versus Beta and DVD versus DivX again.
Here we go.
Didn't we just yesterday do the DVD plus versus the DVD minus and the upside down, rewritable, this, that, and the other? I mean,
yeah, but at least those are backwards compatible for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Bubba. Well, here's your exit music as well to go with your segment. Thanks for saving our bacon.
Thanks, Adam, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yep.
All right, that's Adam from Glendale, our youngin' that's gone from, how old was he when he first called us?
Like two.
Two or three?
Something like that, I don't know.
He had a womb with a view or something, didn't he?
He was very young.
Yeah. All right, is it break time?
It's break time. We got a couple of free lines. We're going to mention the number, get them loaded up. It's 602-277-5827. It's Ken and Brandon. It's the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR.
Mornings really, they set the time.